We're fucking live and on the air, dude.
Goddamn right.
How the hell are you?
I'm great. How the hell are you?
Thanks for coming and doing it,
dude. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Will Foskey's our guest this week.
Absolutely.
We're fucking, I mean, we have had a very productive day.
Huge. We hit the gym before. We're kind of on our Joe Rogan shit.
A little bit.
We're lifting and podcasting.
Every time we do both those things, I am like, this is... Yeah.
Yeah, we
it's
are.
Fully we're gonna, we and just, we talked about RFK for a minute.
We talked like about RFK for a minute. We're hitting all the points.
Well, let's just fucking get right into that because are you... I don't know why I'm talking like
political at all. No, you're gonna have to explain this.
You don't know what RFK Jr.
is? Are you like following his Instagram at all?
Not really.
This goes beyond politics.
It's almost more influencer culture.
It's just a good follow. It's because RFK will be there with Ravens. And he'll be like, I started feeding the baby one before my meditations, and now they come up to my backyard. And
he's like this fucking busted ex-heroin addict, like Snow White or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Did he actually do heroin?
Yeah, he did. He talks about
like how like the birds, she sings to the birds and shit. It's him with his crows.
Yeah, yeah. Crows. There's one where he's like covered
he's
in ladybugs.
Fully covered in ladybugs.
It's like a lot of weird. Wait, there was an. He's also. Did you know that he's like an expert falconer?
He's covered like in ladybugs. What the fuck? All right, I'm sold on that. Just keep explaining.
Do you have your phone? Like it kind of almost is worth like.
Yeah, it's worth. It's worth a video.
Like just so you can see what he. Because but he is an expert. So he's running for president.
JFK is gonna come out and be like, hey, I'm not actually dead. This needs to stop. Be like fully like I was just hiding. I was hanging out with the mole people for the last 60 years. But or I need to tell my fucking great nephew or whatever to fucking cut this shit out.
Yeah, I think he's JFK's nephew and he's Robert Kennedy's son.
God.
And he's like he's running
this
for president.
This is why they all keep dying off. Is because when they're alive, they do goofy shit like this.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, you either die the hero or you live long enough to...
Just covered in ladybugs.
Everybody, this is Kathy Johnson from the Kellogg family, but now she runs a company called Organic Control. Organic Control, and I'm covered with...
You wouldn't think to brush some of them off.
Ladybugs. They're going to eat all the aphids in my garden.
I thought he said eat all the aphids like on his body.
Oh no, yeah, that would be helpful for his brain worms. He also said that ate part of his brain.
Yeah.
And then he was also like, I should be president.
Yeah.
And he's very anti-vax. He's anti-vax, but pro ladybug.
Also, I think this is the biggest we'll add the video here in the bio, but someone's like, what's your workout plan?
What do you do to stay healthy? What do I do?
This is an ad.
I go to the gym every day.
Oh, he made this?
Yeah.
I hike every day. I don't ever eat processed food.
It's just him.
It's like you only have time to do all this shit because you're like a rich ass Kennedy.
Yeah, that's all. That's literally it.
He's trying to be all man of the people while like diving with sharks, also doing push-ups shirtless in jeans.
He's like, I don't eat processed food. It's like truly a campaign for Joe Rogan. I hate vaccines.
Yeah.
I'm a goddamn man. I lift weights with my dick and I fight sharks.
The country's so stupid is that we're like, I'll vote for whoever I'd want to fuck my wife.
Yeah.
That literally is like the only...
That and all the comments are like, this is a fucking president America needs. And I'm like, dude, I think a little bit more than just going to the gym. Any idiot could get jacked.
But America's also so fat that one person goes to the gym and we're like, you're the best of us.
This is an Olympian right here. This is Albert Einstein, essentially, dude.
Trump and Biden got to start going to the gym. I want to see those gym videos.
Yeah, dude. That'd actually
be a great way for both of them to die. I think if Biden challenges him to a push-up competition, mm-hmm. I think they're both simultaneously like combust. If they tried to do like 50 push-ups.
Yeah, yeah. At the same time that we're shitting on like, oh, what, you just want a president to do push-ups? Like, I would like a president who could do one.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be killer.
one president that I confidently could be like, he could walk around the block alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Trump has the vibe of he'd get lost, he'd get angry and just go off on a tangent. And then Biden, like, yeah, he would get more like
The Sopranos. He'd be like Mr. Magoo, where like he just almost gets hit by stuff. Like
he's walking. Like anvils and pianos falling right behind him.
A paint can swings like right when he walks past. He goes to tie his shoe. A bullet goes over. Just like that's what I think Biden would do. Yeah,
I think that is just Biden's day every day as the deep so state funny. Tries to assassinate
and
him.
And interns running behind like, him trying
no,
to
please.
Fucking.
And he's just like, yeah, well, I love this ice cream. He's picking up just a ball of cocaine his son left out.
Like, dude. Yeah. People forget that Trump is 78 because Biden's so old, but it's like,
yeah,
if he was up
man.
Against a young person, I think he would look fucking old.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's got old man vibes.
Whatever happened to that Beto O'Rourke guy?
That guy had spunk.
I love Beto because he was like trying to skateboard. He just had like such
he's so Jeremy Alder. Jeremy Alder?
Whoa.
Isn't he so Jeremy Alder vibes? Liberal Texas cool guy?
He is very much. Jeremy Alder's a lot cooler than Beto O'Rourke. If you're listening to this, Jeremy, no shade, but it's very much. He very much.
Also, like, I'm turning into the RFK junior people immediately. I'm like, Beto's a cutie. As soon as you said Beto O'Rourke, I had to stop myself from being like, he's so hot. Like, and sounding like a fucking idiot.
But I remember he just was trying to do a kickflip, and I'm like, this is just sad.
I mean, they shouldn't have social media.
They're really bad. They're
worse. Was he wearing skate shoes?
I think he had the Vans. I think he was trying to do some middle school.
Wait, that kind of rips.
Were you a skateboarder, dude?
I tried, bro.
I tried so hard. I wanted my so hard to be a skateboarder for so much. Because I think small town / you got a couple choices. Jock, weird Christian kid, druggy bird out, / skateboarder. But skateboarder at least has a talent. And I tried really, but I was just a fat kid in skinny jeans with the Vans. I'd blame
Dude,
my
I
board.
Had the, I had the fucking
I blame
skate
my
shoes.
Board a lot. I do that. I go, I'm just having a bad board day. And it's like, no, you just can't kickflip 300 pounds. Yeah, you just can't do that. And I wiped out so many times. I mean, because to be a good skateboarder, you do have to be stupid. Because it is a stupid thing to get. I'm going to jump on a piece of wood down a hat. And I'd be like, well, I have thoughts. And I go, well, that's bad. Like, you got to just do it.
You're right. It was the thought that stopped
me. Yeah. Not my athletic. It was because I'm
my intellect.
Because I'm a goddamn genius. What about you, dude? Did you?
I would have liked for people to think I was a skateboarder.
You have the vibe
of like you were sponsored.
Also, I didn't know you had like arm pieces. Those are sick, dude.
Oh, I have. Yeah, here. I'll show you. I got the whole.
Whoa. Holy fuck, dude.
It was a choice.
Dude, that's sick.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah.
Is it Georgia Peach?
Yeah, that's nice. This is the most live, laugh, love tattoo that I have.
Yeah, really, truly.
It really looks
Georgia
like
Peach.
It should be in some like old like Republican white lady's kitchen. But yeah, no, as this should tell you everything you need to know. I had a World Industries board.
Okay.
What is that?
It's like not very cool.
No, it's like the lowest totem pole of the board.
They had like a little flame with a little face on it and a water drop with a face. And the water drop was called Wet Willy. And I was like, Willie. Oh, this is the board for, and everyone made fun of me.
Yeah.
The Wet Willie tattoo.
No, God, no. The skateboard. I would never get that tattooed.
Dude, I secretly
have one.
Yeah, it's like above your dick. Yeah.
All the kids with the Element Bam Margera boards all made fun of me. That was the cool one.
Element was pretty
the
big.
The pink board with the fucking.
This is how much
wow, I'm so, I feel
I was
like
trying
such a girl
to con
right
the
now.
System. I was saving up money and I thought I was Googling there's trucks. Like the metal part of the board that are zero weight. Like you could buy them that they're hollow. And then I was going to buy a hollow board so it would weigh nothing. And I thought that essentially I could hack it so that I could actually finally do tricks.
So that you wouldn't have to lose weight kind of a thing?
Yeah. I was like, no, the board will be hollow, not me. Yeah.
They make boards that don't weigh a lot. They make humans that don't weigh a lot. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Go to the gym once, you really got to really pull some fire.
No, yeah. I wouldn't do this if you weren't like a hot, fit guy now. Yeah, but now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now you can fucking so
you
can make fun of that.
Dunk on that kid, yeah. A sad kid would just try to save up, be like, I'll buy my special skateboard. And
oh
I'd
my
be,
God, I mean, that like breaks my heart. That's so cute.
I love all the like engineering that went into it.
There was always scheming since I was young. It was like, if I just move this around, then I'll finally be cool.
Dude, I was big on like, I had like the skateboard shoes. I maybe stepped on a skateboard once, but Avril Lavigne wore them. And I was like, this bitch knows what's up.
What brand were they? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't even know.
The big skate shoes, it was like Etnies, I think Element, Osiris.
DC.
I think it might have been DC.
DC.
And then
is
I had a Billboard
cool.
jacket
Ooh, those
that
are,
I was
those
like
expensive.
Obsessed with, and I wore the just for the end of time.
I was
time.
A huge po. I wore all skateboarding brand. I mean, again, Hilarious. I have a DC shirt. It was looked it? DC with two double Ds fucking popping out. It was just, everyone's like, you can't skateboard whatsoever. And I was like, I'm working on it.
Oh. Yeah. Dude, it'd be a fun, like, late in life skill to acquire.
No, I've had too many concussions. I can't.
Yeah,
if I have another concussion, this you're gonna have to tell. Like, I'll eat the microphone next time.
Yeah, you get another concussion, we turn into a right wing podcast.
Yeah, I'm one concussion away from being an alt right influencer. I'm one concussion away from being RFK. From just having a weird voice and being covered in bugs.
So, Maddie, have you ever had a concussion?
I don't think so. One time, I went outside in the summer and I just like. Bounced a soccer ball off my head for like an hour, and then I came back and I had a pretty bad headache. But I don't know if it was a concussion. I've never like gone to the hospital. You have a concussion, rest. Like, so no, I don't think so. Have you?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How many?
Two, and they were back to back in very embarrassing ways.
Oh.
During COVID, we just started playing like pickup hockey again because there was like a rink near where I grew up. Mm-hmm. And we were warming up for the game. And there was this kid there who like played his whole fucking life. I suck. And I'm skating down the middle of the rink. And then I look up for half a second. I'm like, oh shit, here it comes. And just hit my head right into his. Then onto the pavement.
And brutal. Then,
yeah. And my like nose felt like wet when I like woke up. I was like, is it blood or mucus? And they were like, it's blood, dude.
Oh,
and I was
damn.
Like, no, I'm good. So then we.
Is it ice or you're on just like.
No. This was like a roller hockey rink down in Georgia. And so I got up to like keep playing and I immediately threw up and I was like, does that mean you have a concussion? And they were like, yeah.
Yeah, that's 100%.
But they were all hockey players. So they were just like, just smoke some weed, dude. Just go home and smoke weed.
Jesus.
You'll be fine.
That's such.
Is that what you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The amount of you really don't want to get hurt around bros because truly they're just like, have a beer and walk it off, brother. You'll be fine. You're like, no, it's like a medical problem.
Holy
That's
shit.
That's like when I was a kid, I got my wisdom teeth, maybe I was like 15. I was going to get all four of them taken out. And then they wrote me a Percocet script for it. And I told my mom, like, we got to get these medications now. Prepare for the big thing. But because I filled it 2 weeks beforehand, did all of it with my friends. And then I said, like, when I get my teeth out, you got to get me back because I'm going to be in pain. And they're like, I got you. So I had my wisdom teeth pulled out and I was just drinking a lot of whiskey and smoking a bunch of weed for like 4 days.
Oh.
Did you get dry sockets?
No. When I went back.
Oh, I remember this.
I went back. They're like, so what are you on hard food? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I had pizza today. They're like, pizza? You should only be able to have like yogurt and shit. And they looked perfectly healed. That's what the big pharma doesn't want to tell you, dude.
You are RFK, so, dude.
I am RFK. I healed myself with dank and drank, man.
Oh, shit.
I think that's another thing me and Will relate about is just wood, getting high in the wood shenanigans.
Absolutely.
Oh, I was like too anxious for that. I got high on the train tracks like one time with my friends. Not one, like a couple times. There were a couple like smoking out of an apple, like on the train track stuff. That was fun. But I was like, I thought I just hated weed. And I think I was just anxious because we were like sneaking around worried about cops.
Well, it was illegal.
But and then when you get to be an adult.
The act of committing a crime is
yeah, that's the problem
fearful.
Was. Like once you get to be an adult and you like have a house you can go to and smoke weed, you're like, this fucking rips.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't anymore, but like there was a while there where I was like, oh, weed's fun.
Totally.
But like being worried about being caught
being,
is not fun.
Being worried about being arrested is not fun.
Yeah.
That's very negative.
But yeah, we all are from the South.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, it's not just that weed was illegal. Like, people thought it was, like, the devil. Like, other people's parents and shit.
Yeah.
They were, like, super strict about it, which, to me, made weed more desirable.
Because it was this cool, like, I'm fighting the man kind of thing. Now I think back, I'm like, I didn't have that much fun. I would just go get worried. I'd be like, you guys want to go get worried together in the woods?
I remember one time just sitting on a log with my friend smoking weed, and we were sharing headphones listening to dubstep music. Do you remember? Remember that shit?
Hilarious.
Just being like,
that's such a
whoa.
Time capsule of our period of like high school.
Yeah.
I met so many people that wanted to be dubstep DJs. They're like, and now you haven't heard that word in 10 years.
No.
Yeah, I had
God.
A fucking
it
Hot
died
Topic
hard.
Dubstep bracelet. That's so funny. Dude, because yes. I was a big like YouTube kid.
Uh-huh.
So you kind of are like in that world by proxy, like not the actual rave world, but the like music videos of all of it, like Skrillex and shit.
Yeah, and I think that's fine until the pacifier becomes involved, at yeah. which point you're off the deep end.
Yeah. Wait, were you into like, do you know Dan and Phil?
No.
Dan is on Fire and Amazing Phil.
Don't know anything about that.
Are these dubstep legends?
No, these are like British like twink YouTubers.
Okay. I don't think we and Will were on that.
Different side of YouTube.
We're too busy, yeah.
We were out in the woods, man.
We were out in the woods being men. That's listen right. to dubstep with our boys.
only through one ear, so you only hear some of it.
Yeah, half hilarious. Of the woman.
And it's the kind of music where you almost need a subwoofer or it's going to just sound like shit. And yeah. we just have the janky little iPod headphones. Yeah.
That's so funny.
And
dude.
It was on an iPod, not an iPhone, everybody. Yeah. That's how long ago that was.
Different era. And then you had your friend character PJ.
Of
kind
course.
Of tell people he's kind of like your alter ego of confidence.
The Tyler, he was our group's Tyler Durden for sure.
One day I'm going to realize that there is no PJ. It is just you. You've
it's
been just, talking to yourself in
me the
in
whole
a New
time.
Jersey accent.
No, yeah, it was awesome. So he's my roommate now. PJ moved down from New Jersey and he just like would talk shit to parents. And we were just like, this is the most awesome thing we've ever fucking seen. Like literally we would get caught smoking weed and you'd be like, suck my balls, bitch. We can be out here if we want to be out. And they would literally walk away.
Jesus.
I love that they just have no idea with confrontation. They're like, whoa, that's scary.
I also like that he's like, the idea that he's like 35 and he's like, oh yeah, I'm in high school. You know what I mean? And then yeah. mom comes in, suck my dick,
they're
bitch.
Like, oh, there's a 45-year-old getting high with children. He threatened to, he told me to suck his dick. I was like, I'm getting out of here.
No, well, there was one time, he probably wouldn't care if I told this story. This was kind of fucked up, but we were shooting off fireworks at his neighbor's house, and his neighbor to the side came out and was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm shooting fireworks at the neighbor's house. And she was like, well, as long as you don't shoot my house. And he's like, oh, cool, but I can keep shooting this one? Okay, like just talking back to her like crazy.
Holy shit.
And then she got mad, and then we had just learned about the Trojan horse in school, and I was just like, PJ, I have an idea. Let's make like an apology letter, but on the inside like put something really fucked up. So that's what he did. He like wrote like fuck you or you know whatever on the piece of paper, put it in an envelope that said I'm sorry with a frowny face on it. And then we go to their door and her husband answers, she answers the door. Immediately we feel bad because we're like, oh, she's like, oh no, she's just saw it. And she's like, oh, this is just like kids fucking around. And right before we could do anything, her husband comes out and just goes, where do you get off talking to my wife like that, you little prick? And then PJ just goes, you want to suck my dick? Ew, this guy wants to suck my dick, everybody. And I'm just still standing on the porch. And he looks at me, he's just like, get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, ah. And I just left. And I'm like, dude, you have to live next to those people for like the whole time of high school. What are you going to do?
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I don't know how things got resolved between them, but that happened.
I can't imagine. You just see like, hey, Merry Christmas. Like, it's probably just weird from there on out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's like a fun person in the friend group, though, that like the sort of like Eric Andre of the friend group also that doesn't mind getting like embarrassed in public.
Yeah.
There was a guy I was friends with. I won't say his name, but I remember one time, this was not even the most extreme thing, but we were sitting in history class and we were watching. There was like a speech of Hitler. And, you know, Hitler's very like, it's like very intense. And he leans up behind me and he goes, what if we just found out he had Down syndrome the whole time?
That's pretty funny.
It made me laugh so fucking hard. But now I'm just like in class laughing, like trying not to laugh while we're watching
that,
like a Hitler.
That
speech.
Is a pretty nice empowerment, though, as years later a Jewish girl could go, you're retarded, and laugh
yeah,
at Hitler.
Yeah.
I mean,
about
that's
that,
just
everybody.
A good 360
that
win.
That should be the Jewish anthem for us, is yeah. fucking laugh in the face of Hitler.
Oh, yeah, because he did look pretty tough. You know what I mean? It's just like when a guy commits to an act out and it doesn't work. It's like, all right, how about we calm down? Yeah, I bet that was really
Hitler's
good on paper.
Hitler's fucking the stool.
Yeah, you're like, all right.
We're like,
yeah.
Ugh. He's like, well, I'll fucking kill you then. How
yeah,
about that?
Yeah, yeah, it's cringe. Yeah, that's not a move.
Oh, but that is
God.
Like a fun
it's
guy.
It's like when you are annoying someone online and they block you.
Yeah.
So wait, what are some other YouTube gems we might have missed while being in the woods?
Oh, I don't know, man. I mean, like, it was just like that fun era where it was like you get one viral video and then you were like on Ellen.
Uh-huh.
But were you guys into like, I was watching a lot. You know what's actually funny is I dyed my hair now as an adult, but when I was like in middle school, there was like like a hair dye, like emo influencer people. Like there's this one Australian lady with like bright red hair, and I like watched her videos all the time. Like Jenna Marbles too.
Okay, I know.
Like Jenna Marbles. Like too. I mean, in like elementary school, like Smosh.
Of course.
Smosh kids. Yep. It's so crazy now because Smosh is still going, and it's just like SNL for kids, basically.
That's crazy.
It's like, but they have like a team and shit. It's like, also Anthony Padilla like has his own. These have become my like pie in the sky career goals. I'm like, Anthony Padilla now has like a talk show.
Uh-huh.
And Nicole Byer was on it. Like people do it.
Oh,
and
shit.
I was like, it would be so cool to come full circle with comedy and get to like meet the YouTubers that like, oh, Vlogbrothers too. I was really into those guys.
I know, I never saw.
No,
yeah, these
I
are.
Knew a lot
they
of,
were like a science we education watched Marbles, channel.
But that's because I remember kids were like, she's hot. And yeah. That was the extent of it. There was not a lot of, it was a lot of very basic conversation. Like, you want to get high? That's stupid. She's hot. It was like a wheel of those three things. Not a lot of intellectual talk going on. That's why I think I always thought I was smarter than I was. I'm like, because compared to a stupid person, I am like a genius. And I grew up with a lot of really dumb kids. So I was like, well, I'm probably Albert Einstein. The second I unlock this potential, I go hang out with Maddie's family and I feel like I'm fucking Neanderthal. I feel like...
Yeah, we were watching a lot of like science YouTubers. A lot
there
of,
was
like,
zero science YouTube going on,
dude. I remember
the closest to science YouTube is like googling how to build a gravity bong. That was like the most ingenuity we came to,
or how to build a Molotov cocktail, which you guessed it, PJ did.
Oh my god, really? Dude! Well, the anarchist bookstore we used to hang out at, I remember people were always fucking talking about Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, thank God that never entered our household because that would be
holy shit.
And they're so easy. They're
did he
so
use it?
Easy to make. Yeah,
yeah, just a bottle.
Who?
It's just a bottle.
Did he go to jail?
No, he just set it off in the cul-de-sac.
Well, oh, I thought he was like,
a drunk guy got out and got all mad, but I think he told him to go fuck himself or something. So
what is PJ doing? Oh, he's your roommate now. Wait, that's fucking crazy.
He's a very successful solar panel salesman.
And wow.
He could be living probably in Manhattan if he wanted to be, but I think he just likes hanging out with me and Brian.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's sick.
It is sick.
How big are solar panels in New York?
Oh, I don't think people really do that here. He just drives down to Jersey.
Oh, wow.
He was living there for a while. But what was I about to say? I can't remember now.
Oh, shit, sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
You're saying he could live in Manhattan if he wanted to, but he likes hanging out?
Yeah. It's almost like Frank from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
He's financing your like adventures?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome.
Well, guys, I think this is a good time to say an ad break here.
Oh, yeah.
Congrats. Congratulations.
Thank you. The podcast has really taken off, and we've had some pretty exciting sponsorships. Yeah. Although this one Kenyon got, I actually haven't heard this one.
Yeah, so what's nice about this, Will, you're single as well, right?
Yeah, yes.
It's tough out here with the dating apps. This is actually a new one that is utilizing AI technology where when you're on a date, you can actually take a photo of the person's tattoos, put it in the app, and it'll tell you what mental illness they have. So, no, you got stick and poke tattoos on the forearm, BPD, obviously. Any sort of neck tat, bipolar. And then wings, no mental illness, but you will fuck all of your friends one by one, like Jaws in pussy form. And this one is called Discovering Bushwick. It's kind of like watching birds.
Hang on a second. I'm starting to think this isn't a real ad.
It's more of an aspirational ad. Would you come down?
Nobody's paying us, so we come up with our own ads.
Yeah, I love it. That's what it is. We're inventors as well. That's just putting it out. If PJ wants to fucking throw that money down, come up with a goddamn app.
We're going to make it happen, dude. Yeah, we're going to make all your dreams come true.
It is very true. Almost more times than not, if you have a bunch of flash tattoos on your arm, I'm like, you're going to break my heart. You're going to stomp my heart to 1,000 pieces. What's been the biggest revelation date for you, New York dating in a year?
Ooh, good question.
I learned that I do like dating women who are like from New York.
Hmm.
It's a different vibe.
I can see that.
It's a lot like, you know, not to stereotype, like they're more direct and mean, but they like for sure are. Like, because other places are like, oh my God, this kid, where I'm like on Google Maps taking a second. They're like, the train stops right over there. And I'm like, all right. I kind of think that's odd.
That rips.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then there was one date, which was actually like maybe the worst date I've ever been on. But it was a girl from Long Island. So I was like, okay, no Long Island. That's out of the question.
It really is like a 5 mile difference of you're like an entirely different type of person. Because
Long Island, I was like, oh, you're just the people I hate from Georgia, but you talk like this. Like,
yeah,
it's the same thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, like people who are from New York, it's like people who are actually from LA. They're usually actually pretty cool.
Mm.
It's the people who move from other places
it's
that are trying to form a new identity.
Who are like, oh, I think I'm so cool because I live here now.
Yeah.
Where they're like, this, we were talking about this the other
day. I live here now, but I have no illusions about the person I am.
Yeah. But you're actually cool living shit.
Oh, thanks.
You're not just like a marketing exec that's like, I'm having my New York moment.
This
and I'm
is
like,
our
what are you doing?
City.
You're paying $5,000 to live with three of your friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. You're like paying with bottomless brunch with Afterpay and getting ghosted by finance guys. That's not, you could do that back in fucking Raleigh.
Dude, a finance guy, I really can't. I was like talking to this
I
guy.
I would like
at a party
to mic
time.
You up on a date with a finance guy just to see how it goes.
That would be kind of incredible.
They probably wouldn't even care if they saw the mic. They'd see it as some new kind of like challenge. Like.
And you know, even though you're at the Cellar and done great things with stand up, they'd be like, I've always thought about stand up. I'm pretty funny.
Dude,
too.
The amount of times
that's
I get that on a dating app.
That's what we should do. You'd go, oh my God, there's an open mic around the corner. You want to go?
Hilarious.
And then you just make them go and then film their bomb and send it to their boss. And then they become homeless. And then they have a great class awakening. So this is
actually,
a
great comic.
Then they're a great comic.
And then they're like Eddie Pepitone.
Then they're Eddie Pepitone.
Like,
yeah,
what are we
he's
doing?
Like sucking dicks. He's addicted to heroin. A full thing. He's back. Yeah. Have that guy be president.
Dude, that's so funny to call guys bluffs that are
like. Yeah, be like, let's go do it right now.
That's so funny.
And people do that to us all the time. They'll be like.
Girls do that?
Not girl, men. We'll be like, oh, after shows, sometimes people are like, I've always wanted to stand up. And sometimes it'll be nice about it. But I hate when people are kind of give the vibe like, I'm funnier than you. And I'm like, well, fucking do it then, dude.
Yeah.
You know what's actually kind of funny? I've had multiple women be like, you know, for a comedian, you're really not that funny.
I hate that's first dates that have gone bad. A few of them have been like, well, you don't seem that funny. And I'm like, well, yeah, not to you.
It literally
is because you're a bad crowd. You suck.
The thing in Louis too, where he's like buying a house and he's like, well, you tell me. Oh, no. And he's like, it's not like that. Or no, maybe that's a Maria Bamford bit. Maybe they both have it. But Maria Bamford has a thing where like a kid is like, can you tell me a joke? And she's like, it's not that kind of funny.
Yeah.
But that like is what it is.
Well, sometimes you're like, well, I am just trying to be a fucking person right now. I got to like wake up and clown around and be a fucking monkey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm just kind of a serious person. I think there's humor in that probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, that I've gotten that before and I never know what to say.
I'm
like, well, I like live in New York doing it like kind of professionally, like, you know. Now I'm just getting insecure.
You start crying softly.
No,
like,
but dude, I actually am. I was a new face, so that's got to count.
No, it's a festival that doesn't exist anymore. But it's, dude, you guys got JFL together.
Yeah, we were
that's
same
where
year.
We met.
In the alley behind Dynasty Typewriter.
Yeah, and it was as alleyways get.
It really is so funny. We were like, JFL! And then it was the fucking COVID year. So like the Canadian border was closed. So New Face was just at Dynasty Typewriter and it was like half full and people are wearing masks and shit. But honestly, I was still so nervous because it was like the first like thing I'd gotten that I was if this had actually been in a theater in Canada, I think I would have been like, shitting my pants. Like I was nervous enough just at Dynasty Typewriter.
I feel like we got lucky.
Yeah.
Because people were like, well, it's not the real thing. And I'm like, yeah, but afterwards, the managers are just as bored as we were. So everybody got to talk to everybody. At least it seemed like.
And they taped it for the first time because they were live streaming it. So we got clips out of it.
Yeah.
Which was the hugest thing. I don't know why they didn't do that every single year. Because if you have a tape of your New Faces set, that fucking rips.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was like really helpful.
You're getting into the Red Clay Festival.
And it's so funny that like, yeah, now that everything's the internet, it's like, what happens after JFL? And it's like, it's like easier to submit to bar shows.
Yeah, really. You get a manager who also tells you to do bar shows and just post clips.
Your friend can put it in parentheses next to your name on their poster for the show you did a week before.
Yeah, oh.
It's like, it is the same thing.
You just reminded me. There was one time I was smoking a cigarette outside of a comedy show and they had like posters up and shit. Mm-hmm. And there were these people walking by and I heard the lady go, she was like, oh my God, honey, they have comedians as seen on Comedy Central. And I was just like, that has to be the only time.
Literally has ever happened. Wait, Comedy Central and HBO?
Huh?
It's like just Comedy Central and HBO? Possibly
as
Conan?
Seen on is so funny.
Because shows will do that. Like instead of putting people's individual credits, they'll just be like, as seen on Netflix, Comedy Central. And you're just like, maybe every once in a while.
Once in a blue
moon.
That's
like if someone brought you up and was like, his next comic, you've seen him on The Tonight Show. And they're like, I have. It's like nobody
no
fucking.
No one's ever been like, whoa.
Yeah. There was a what was I just about to say? It was off of that. Oh, dude, there was a guy. I was here a few years ago. I think we were just visiting with friends, and we were walking through Times Square, and there was a guy barking for, in retrospect, it must have been like LOL or something. Mm-hmm. But you know those guys that have the like comics from Comedy Central, and they're barking through Times Square, and he clearly like did not give a shit about comedy and was just getting paid like minimum wage to do this, because he goes, yeah, we've got comics from the Dave LaPelle show.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Dave LaPelle.
Never heard of Dave. That sounds like an off.
It's just like a
brand.
Public access TV show with some guy that kind of looks like Dave Chappelle. Like it's like, look, it's a deaf racist. And you're like, no, not quite.
That's not that at all. Oh my God.
God damn. We did do some major barking in Chicago too.
We did
like
that.
Barking, I mean, it's just not dense enough to be a thing in North Carolina. Could you do it in Georgia at all?
We probably should have, but
well,
we didn't.
I did do it with you one time. Do you remember? I did it in front of our show at the 506.
Oh my God.
We handed out tickets, and then a bunch of frat boys said like, nah, of course not. They said some kind of shitty. And so I responded there as they're walking away. I was just like, hurry up. They're not going to roofie themselves.
Classic line.
Pretty great.
And then they turned around like, that's not funny, bro. I was like, well, you can learn a thing or two about being funny. Come to the show at 506 at 8. Three sheets available.
That was a fun fucking show, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
so
was
I barked there. I really hated people borderline. I was handing out free tickets in Chicago. People borderline
spit
in my face.
Oh, barking for the Laugh Factory, where you're like, I remember standing in the snow. And they didn't make us do it, but we just wanted to move tickets for our show. And we got, yeah, I remember those fucking... I remember that so clearly. And walking by in the snow is really like a level of desperation.
I don't give a shit about you at all. Yeah.
Brutal.
Absolutely brutal.
Did you, was it like a big adjustment scene-wise coming here from Georgia? Or like after New Faces, did it make it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I should have left right after New Faces. I think that would have been the smarter move. But I stayed in Georgia for like 2 more years.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah. Right, because you moved here like the same time.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I've been here for a little over a year now.
Damn.
But yeah, enormous adjustment.
Oh, for some reason, I thought you'd been here like 3 years. I didn't realize. Nope. Oh, holy shit. Right on.
I was still down in Georgia getting my reps in.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dude, then your special fucking blew up, though. That was so goddamn cool.
That was cool. I still to this day, I'm like, I don't know if I put out a second one, I don't know if it would happen again. But that was pretty fucking insane.
If you haven't seen Will's special, go watch it.
Yeah, All Things Sacred. But it also blew up because you said one of your bits that's about suicide. People were making TikToks about it, and you're like, oh, is everyone so sad?
Yeah. Whoa, really?
Yeah, I was flying back. I was visiting New York by the time the special came out, and then I flew back to Atlanta, and I posted this like suicide joke on TikTok, mm-hmm. and it had like 1,000 likes or something. I was like, oh, cool. And when the plane landed, it had like 2 million views or something. I was
Jesus.
Like, what the fuck? But I put a thumbnail in the end of my special, and I guess a lot of people watched it from that or something.
Wow.
It was pretty crazy.
That's so fucking cool. Wait, and then people were making TikToks like with the audio?
Yeah, they would like stitch it or whatever. It was pretty cool.
Whoa, being was, like, I'm also or like,
and it was literally every person of every kind of job you could have. There was like a police officer, a nurse, a vet, like construction
like a children's
workers.
Book of like people that want to kill themselves.
Yeah. It's like
the police officer wants to kill himself. The little doggy wants to kill himself.
It's like everybody
the
poops.
Nurse just being jealous of the dog. Like, I wish I could fucking sleep and do an abyss.
Yeah, exactly. And one time I remember not liking this when it happened, but I was at the grocery store and a dude was like, suicide guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that either. My first thought, I wouldn't even think of my special. I'm like, he can read my mind.
I know.
Yeah, I'm like, first, fuck, how did he find that note?
I was like, that motherfucker, how did he? Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, I publicly so talked funny. About it and posted it everywhere. That's another crazy thing about stand-up is like occasionally I'll say some like raw, vulnerable things. And then later everyone will be like, yeah, because you know that thing. And I'm like, how the fuck? Oh,
yeah,
right.
I get that about
I'm
white
like,
stuff,
like
too.
It's like
when
you wear a name tag at a job and someone calls you by your name. You're like, oh, shit. Oh, just because I publicly put that out.
Yeah, it is really weird, but I'm like, oh, I forgot you guys like could process and remember that.
I thought we just laugh and we forget about it.
Yeah.
It's like just click, you know. But
yeah,
like,
I thought
oh.
everyone was like, oh, look at the structure. I forgot you were listening to what I was saying.
Yeah, they took it in, Maddie. Yeah.
Damn, dude. That's so fucking cool.
Yeah, I miss Suicide Guy. Now people just think I'm Mr. Beast. It happened like 4 days ago.
Wait, so it's all day.
Oh,
not
my
all day,
God.
But yeah, I was with Brian and we were leaving Joe's Pizza and I just heard from behind her like, Mr. Beast. And I literally just turned around and I was like, I'm not Mr. Beast.
That's so fucking funny. Dude, you honestly, if you wanted to, could probably get a ton of views on YouTube videos by like going through them and making the thumbnail be you like in front of a house. But it, then it just, it clicks on and it is your face. Like, it's not lying.
Yeah.
But like.
That's honestly not a bad idea.
That's so funny. And we'll they just change it back once really, they have it. Yeah. That's so funny.
I was going
one
step.
Yeah, we're going to social experiment. We'll do it for the podcast. It's get you. Yeah. But it's something that like people won't even like you give us one. So it's technically not a lie. Be like, you know what? I'll find like cash and then it's your face and it's, they gave me $5. Yeah. Just that looks like Mr. Beast in passing.
I bet it blows up. We get like a million.
Lying,
yeah, we got a bunch of really
all like 5-year-olds,
12-year-olds just on the fucking thing.
That's so crazy.
Former
about him
Mr.
too.
Mr. Beast
like,
writer here as well. I was absolutely there making the sausage.
It's so crazy because he's so famous, but he's famous with like first graders.
He's first, yeah, with children.
And
it was a children's
show.
That
is who would click on that video.
I
also
just used to drink a 12-pack of IPAs, write the dumbest shit ever, and then send it to Jake Whittle, and he'd go, that's fine. And sometimes they congratulate me. I could have been banging my head on the keyboard.
It's fucking awesome. Do you remember any of your good pitches?
No, they weren't. So all I'd have to do is write funny things for them to say in the video.
Oh.
So they'd be like, we're going to go slime Jake's house. And I'd be like, that's a lot of slime. I don't know. You didn't have to be George Carlin. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
I just love I'll go find some cash. That was a funny sentence. Yeah. I'll go find it.
I wasn't confident enough to say I have some.
You know, that you have $5? Don't want to brag. You seen our building? He's like, hey, listen. I don't want to fucking be big britches here, but I have $5.
No, that is like the thing that saves my ass sometimes is I'm so disorganized that sometimes I'll find an old pair of jeans and it'll have $20 in it and I'll be like, oh, I really needed this.
Huge.
Yeah.
I would honestly, if everyone thought I was Mr. Beast, I would go into restaurants and then be like, you don't know who I am.
And then, but they expect money from you because
they expect
that's
like
his
a million
whole thing
dollars.
Is that he gives away money, which I'm not trying to do that at all. But yeah,
you should have your own currency and be like, this will be worth something after I become U.S. president.
My Will Bucks.
Yeah.
My Will chocolate bars. Yeah. We watched a couple of Mr. Beast videos the other night and it's just like, I don't even know. They had to stay in a room for 100 days to get $500,000.
Jesus. Mr. Beast did or like people that he had compete?
People that he had compete.
It is just a soft poor like. That squid, it's like Squid Games of America in the future, where everyone's like, Jesus. Oh, yeah, I said solitary confinement for half a year, so my kid could get insulin. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if you're such a good guy.
100 days?
100 days is a lot. And then they would like bring them meals from time to time and be like, you can each pay $10,000 and you can get this meal. And they both said no. And he went, all right. And he flipped the table over of all this like really nice food. And I was just like, God, what the fuck are we watching, bro?
Yeah. Wow. It's also like he does. So like I think he recently built some houses in El Salvador, like gave soccer ball. But I'm like, if your money comes from, it's like, what's the difference between that and like the Sinaloa drug cartels? Like, oh, we brought everyone Christmas presents. It's like, oh, you're still evil, dude.
Yeah.
You're still making your money from like where, because the fact that Squid Games came out and then he made his own little show, the fact that he watched that show, which is a commentary on Cap, no, he's like, that's a great idea. And he argued with his manager about, oh no, you actually can't kill people if they like fall off the path or whatever.
Wait, really?
No, I'm joking. I just feel like that would be, he's like, fuck. But you know what I mean?
We'd really like to kill him.
Yeah.
Didn't Mr. Beach Didn't Mr. Beast go on like Schultz's podcast recently? Am I making that up?
Yeah, and he said he would consider running for president.
No, he didn't.
He did.
He's terrible. Well,
UBI.
Yeah, that's true. As a form, well, he fired all of his staff because they asked for raises. So,
Jesus.
Yeah, but so he would probably win. Is the sad thing. He would easily win.
Yeah, lower the voting age to 9 indefinitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in like 15 years.
RFK has to fight Mr. Beast in an absolute.
That would become Fear Factor. I sat in a vat of cockroaches for $100 million.
That's just how RFK falls asleep, so he's absolutely winning. They like crawl out of his throat, his all clears.
Wait, that's
up.
So funny. All the challenges are just
come, my brother, and he opens his mouth, they all just fly out.
All the challenges are just his like morning routine.
I'm jumping in, fighting a shark in jeans.
Kenyon, can we talk about the paint and sips?
Yeah, okay. So I have been on a few dates with Paint and Sips here. Three different women, it all panned down to nothing. But if you, what's nice about it is I have slowly gotten better at painting. So this was the first one here. Looks much like if a pig can paint. And then we get the second one. We can see slight improvement, but still sort of a troubled school child energy. And then we go all the way to the third one. Kind of decent. So what's kind of nice, it's a joke. I don't
that
have a girlfriend.
Really good, dude. It looks like Endor at the end of Return of the Jedi.
I don't have a girlfriend, but I do. I can paint now.
And that's beautiful.
This is the one the girl made. I think I got better pay.
She wouldn't, can you give me the other one, please? Can you? I'm sorry. I don't want to blow up your spot, but wait. This is too funny. He's totally bullshitting. He did not paint that one. So wait, you hold the girl one, and I'll hold. These are the same prompt. I can't fucking believe you just tried to pull that.
Oh,
move,
wait,
dude.
Wait. Those are meant to be the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, with Will, he was like, you got better at painting. I was like, yeah, we'll keep that as the joke. So.
Yeah. Ha ha. Funny, funny. Yeah. Doing it for the bit. You bullshitter.
I was just trying to have a joke that didn't absolutely blow up my spot for a second, but
I actually didn't say anything. I looked at you and I let you say it yourself, and then I fucking passed on the opportunity because I was going to let you get away with it.
Yeah. I mean, it really shows how trauma affects the brain. If anything is... That's three concussions right there.
It's like that girl that was in the Holocaust and they were like, paint home. And she was like...
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
I didn't mean to blow
the truth
your spot.
Had to come out. I said it before. I thought it made a better 1-2 punch.
It looked like there was a lot more sipping than painting going on. Quite a few sips.
Yeah, this is
I still like that
this
one.
This is pulls from whiskey. Absolutely. Oh my God.
They're all drinking wine and you just brought whiskey from home.
Yeah, I have a curly straw on it.
But also, isn't it annoying to go to those things and be great at it? It's like when someone sings well in karaoke.
Yeah,
oh,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Funny.
I feel
that's
like you're being the cool guy there.
That's yeah, funny. The cool
yeah,
guy.
She's a bitch.
Yeah, you're a stupid bitch. Who's gonna pay? Crime is you didn't want to love me after I put $80 on a fucking painting sip thing.
Was it her idea, the really nice painting one? Did she want to go to the paint and sip?
No, it's always my idea. You think it's cute?
Oh, Kenyon's got like date ideas at the wazoo. I mean, Kenyon's doing cute shit.
I do. It's all the angel broke apart. I feel like that's a message.
The angel broke. Oh, no.
It's fine.
That's an omen, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I did have a moment. I don't know
I'm
if you heard me.
Sorry, I brought up the paint and sips, everybody. No, it's
good. I'm sorry that I...
No, I'm not a liar in all respects, but it was just, for the bit, it seemed a little funny.
No, for the bit, it seemed a little more, yeah, the progression.
Instead of just going, I'm horrible at painting, and then this girl's really good.
You're not horrible at painting.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about pain. You don't need to tell me to feel better about this right now.
Dude, speaking of the angel falling, though, I don't know if you heard me say this. I was in the bathroom, which like shares that wall. And I don't know if you heard me go like an hour ago. Oh, that's fucking hilarious. Because I was like desperately trying to like do my hair because I was like, I have to edit these clips. I have to look at myself. I want to like look good on it. So I'm like doing my hair. I'm getting hair products. And I put so many hair products on the table that my Prozac fell into the trash. And I was like literally such a woman that my mental health... fell off the side into the trash can. Like I was like, oh, there really is only so much room for what you can do.
Yeah.
It made
like,
me
but
laugh
I
want to so
be
hard.
Pretty. And then you see the happy
Well, you're
stuff.
Gonna kill yourself, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great, man.
Are you a super artistic guy?
No. I used to like draw like stupid cartoons and shit because I would be all like Vivanced the fuck up in school. I play guitar.
Oh,
bass.
Right on.
Yeah.
Did you ever play in a band?
Yeah.
Really?
I had a band in high school and we played like one gig ever, but it was pretty cool.
Damn, that's sick.
You know what though?
What was the name of the okay.
We didn't have a name of the band, but
couldn't get around to it.
My friend Rachel reminded me of this. We dated when I was in high school. I completely forgot I did this and it horrified me when I heard it. She was like, yeah, you played This Love by Maroon 5 to me in the cafeteria.
Oh my God.
And I was just like
that's like, so cute though.
I was like I blocked it out, dude. I completely blocked out that happened.
You're like and Wonderwall I, guy
yeah. But I knew better than to pick one. There was no capo on the guitar, all right? It's a hard song to play the bass line and the melody to, which I did. And I asked, I was like, so what happened? Did people like make fun of me? She's like, no, people started like clapping a lot. And I'm like, oh, that's almost worse.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Dude, you were going to be a fucking political cartoonist for a minute, right? When you were a kid? No, I literally think you would be so good at that.
I liked the Far Side Gallery and stuff like that. So that was like my first entrance into comedy. As I was like, I was really into cartoons, but I sucked at drawing, so I could never do it.
But like, I feel like cartoons too, you can be just like,
it's just a stick
more
finger and it goes, I'm stupid. And I'm like, here's the president.
Dude, that's actually pretty good. Because like, if you put that out, people would be like, you see the minimalism of it really represent like
how there's nothing there behind their promises.
Yeah. Honestly,
you should sell that as merch. Is like,
yeah,
you're
it's
drawing
just, it's a stick finger that says I'm stupid. And I'm like, the current president. And everyone's like, you're goddamn.
That's fucking awesome.
Dude, that reminded me. I had an idea one time for if I ever get like trusted by big studios to get to make movies, one of the movies I'm going to make is going to be like the most heart like wrenching football movie you've ever seen. Like they all have fucked up shit going on at home, but they love each other and they're playing to win. And then they play like the fancy school that everybody hates. And like right when they're about to score the winning touchdown, everybody has diarrhea. Like just all of the players, everybody in the stands, just shitting their pants. And then the referee comes out and is like, well, we can't really continue this until we clean up all the diarrhea. And then the movie ends. And nothing gets resolved. There's so many loose ends that need to get tied up.
Yeah, there's like there's like a pregnancy scare. There's all this stuff.
That would be funny. They're in the hospital where she's having the baby. And he's like, congratulations, Mrs. Johnson. It's a bouncing baby. Diarrhea. That would be my movie. And I would take it to Sundance to watch all the people be like, the diarrhea actually represents the failure of the third act in American cinema. And it's like, no, it doesn't. I just thought poop is funny.
It's like you at your director's table. I really think poop is funny.
The movie's called Poop is Funny. And they're like, why is it? Oh.
Well, the movie would just be the number two because that's the number of the football player. And it'd be like Get Out where you go back and watch it and you're like, oh, there's like a breadcrumb trail of diarrhea jokes all throughout this movie.
It's fucking awesome. Dude.
I think it would be a good idea.
Did you ever see that movie that Trey Parker and Matt Stone did, the Cannibal the Musical?
Of course.
Oh my God, really? Yes. Dude, the line where he's like, you want some fudge, Packer? And it's like, you did this whole fucking setup. They wrote in a scene where they go to the fudge store for a line that I didn't even know that. Is that a slur? Is that like, should I not say that?
Which fudge packer?
It's like someone who fucks someone in the ass. Like, I guess it's a way to like call someone gay. Yeah. I had never even heard it before.
Yeah. I've never heard it before.
And then I was watching the DVD commentary of Cannibal the Musical and they were like explaining that. And I was like, oh, you had the whole scene just for that? Like, it's like such a petty is the wrong word, but like positive pettiness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not many people have seen that. That was a good movie.
Dude, it's so fucking funny. The DVD commentary is fucking hilarious too, because it's just Trey Parker drunk as shit being like, I named a horse after my ex-girlfriend. We were engaged and like she cheated on me like the day before they were supposed to get married or something.
Oh my God.
And so you wrote this movie where the horse, like, I don't even remember, does the horse die? Or the horse is like a bitch or something, but the horse like is his like ex-fiance. And it's just the DVD commentary is him drunk as fuck. Also, it's a movie they made in college that's like unbelievably low budget with like fake blood, but it is like a full musical. It's kind of one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Orgasmo?
Yeah.
The other one that they made?
Dude, I was really into those guys. Yeah.
Me too.
Orgasmo was a weird one. Did you ever see Basketball?
Of course.
It's like basketball and baseball combined, and then I don't even really remember what happens in the
all
movie.
All the teams have kind of fucked up names. Like, there's the San Francisco Fairies, the Dallas Felons. I forget the rest of them, but it's from the people who made Airplane.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And South Park.
Didn't think you'd learn a little something on this podcast, did you?
Mr. Beast is getting informational.
No, I'm like a really dumb person. Like, now that I'm almost 30, I just am like, I should know so much more than I know.
Dude, I think about like when I was like in high school taking AP classes and I'm like, I have gotten dumber. Like, I do less with my brain every day.
Yeah.
Like, I should start like doing math for fun or something just so I don't lose it. Cause like,
you don't need to do math.
You're going down a slippery slope there, Maddie.
What, being a nerd?
Math addiction is very, very serious. Yeah.
You know what? Listen, you just need to be... There's a certain par to be like a certain slice of dumb you want to be that gives you bliss. You get too smart, you're freaking the fuck out. But like a person point. That just like in a small town and a new Culver's came in, they go, there's a new Culver's. That's nice. That's actually a perfect amount of dumb. So you're already way beyond there. Yeah.
But
yeah.
The fact, like, do you think about, like, we were doing like, what was it, seven classes a day? Five classes a day? Something like that?
Well, you were doing seven classes a day. I was doing like two classes a day.
The idea that we were doing like history and science and
all
math.
All I was doing,
like,
history was waking up from having my head down and going, it was a genocide in Vietnam. And then arguing with my teacher as he's like, well, we lost the war. And I'm like, it was a genocide in Vietnam. The Gulf of Tonkin was a false flag that they used to start. I would truly only pay attention in school to fight the teachers about
that's
weird.
So funny.
We got into a fight, like a cop was like talking about laws, and I was like, don't you think it's a waste of taxpayers' time to arrest people for low level drug possession instead of rapists and murderers? I got the whole
what'd he say?
He had a pretty stupid response. He was like, well, most crimes committed by people addicted to drugs. Then I had like some statistics or something. And then he was like, he was losing.
Sounds like a really good way to get searched for drugs, too.
I didn't
have any
that
day. Don't
you think
the war on drugs is a sham?
Yeah,
and he's like turn around.
Yeah, totally.
I would do shit like that in Catholic school. Like, I remember in religion class.
Whoa,
arguing,
you went to a private Catholic school?
Just for 2 years, but yeah.
Oh, wow.
My so not to do damage.
Yeah. For real. But yeah, they were teaching us about the body of Christ, you know, the wafers or whatever. And I remember being like, no, those are just, they make those in a factory somewhere and then they bless them and they become the body of Christ. And she's like, no, they literally are. And I'm like, they're not. They're what you make kids' ice cream cones out of, the little flaky material. Yeah. And I had to go to confession and tell Father Ricardo Bailey about my sins.
Wow.
He was this. So we had this priest at our school named Father Ricardo Bailey. When we first met him, he came into the gymnasium and was like, my name is Father Ricardo Bailey, but you can call me Father Crunk. And Yeah by Usher started playing.
No.
And I just remembered being in the audience being like, God's not supposed to be cool. It's supposed to suck. And that's why you earn heaven later, is because it sucks. Yeah, so you can't. This is wrong.
That's so funny.
And I think he left the priesthood because he like got a girlfriend or something.
Wow.
The crunk thing worked for somebody.
Oh, definitely. People were like, I didn't know God could be hip. And it's like, people have been trying to, how is that any different than the like 70s guy who turns the chair around and is like, let's rap about God, shall we?
Dude, I'm so glad I wasn't raised Christian.
Yeah,
I'm so
do you
sorry.
Have, you,
I don't
you
like
had
it.
Like youth group pastor vibes a little bit.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hurtful.
Are you still religious? If that's not too personal?
Yeah, in the way of that, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's not real, but there's like part of me that's like, if it is and I'm wrong,
yeah,
I'm going to be on fire forever. So I'm holding on.
Yeah, it's your safety conviction.
I always said like Catholicism is kind of like Judaism, where like even if you leave it, like it doesn't leave you.
Yeah.
It's just the guilt and the neurotic, all that in the judging people, that definitely is.
You just being non-denominational, you're around a bunch of people in jeans playing guitar.
That's no,
so goes to their brother.
I hated that. Even when I was a kid, like I was, it's lame, like that. King of the Hill quote where he's like, you're not making Christianity better, you're making rock and roll worse.
That's
amazing.
Actually pretty funny. That's pretty great.
There's like a girl I follow who like is Catholic and autistic. She's like, I think she's autistic, and then she converted to Catholicism, and she made
the rules. The rules and
no,
the structure.
She literally made a video where she was like, yeah, I like the rules and the structure, and like this is, the rosary is like a fidget spinner, basically. Like, it is like good if you're autistic.
It really kind of is.
Or have like OCD, honestly.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, the kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
You just say that every time, like your clothes don't match or something.
Trespass against us and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. All right, next.
Well,
I wanted to do the whole thing. I had to really commit. That was the Our Father.
Yeah. I have like some like Hebrew stuff like back in my head that I can still like the Hanukkah and the
Shabbat.
You just
noticed
they curb
your enthusiasm in Hebrew. That's like culturally Jewish. You just can't.
That really is being culturally Jewish.
You can't forget your asthma inhaler, and you've seen every episode of Seinfeld and Curb.
I mean, literally. Like,
I'm
on like multiple mental health medications and I'm doing comedy. Culturally Jewish.
That's about as Jewish as it gets.
Yeah,
but like, it does stick with you.
You're Jewish, but you said you weren't raised religious. That's interesting to
no,
me.
Yeah, we were like, we kind of had religion for a while. Like we did Shabbat like every Friday when I was younger and like that kind of stuff. And we went to like temple, but then we kept switching to temples that were progressively more progressive until we were going to like a humanistic Judaism place.
Until you're just at a farmer's market. You're like, oh, let's just call it a day.
I mean, basically, yeah. It was like at a university and it's like in a lecture hall. And like, it was basically just like a cultural, like, history of the Jewish people. Here's how they like unionized the sweatshops when they came in from Ellis Island, and like food and songs and stuff. But like, I also had like a pretty hardcore atheist phase that was like all but encouraged. So like, yeah, and religion was, it was never like you have to believe in God. It was like, this is the culture, but like, we're fucking atheists too. I had a big atheist phase.
That's
like,
awesome.
I don't like him now. He's Islamophobic and there's a lot of fucking problems, but I did not know that when I was 9 years old. When I was 9 years old for my 9th birthday, I asked to go to a Richard Dawkins lecture at Duke. And there is a picture of me with Richard Dawkins at 9 years old being like, because all I knew him from was being like, what, challenging authority, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, this guy fucking rocks. And like, he had like science lectures on YouTube, which that is a lot of what I was doing in the summer, is just like watching like the Science Channel and then like weird lectures on YouTube. And so I was like, this guy's so fucking cool. And yeah, I had a bit of Richard Dawkins phase. Your face right now. No. I don't like him now. I think he's a fucking tool, but you know, at the time.
No, it wasn't about Richard Dawkins. That's just like impressive what you did with your time when you were younger.
But it was so not cool.
I was arguing with kids on topics about immigration and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, when Facebook had fucking the argument.
Facebook, it was topics.
Dude, but I would argue on Facebook with like 45. You're fucking Sky Fairy's not real. Like, I would
get on YouTube comments. I was like, I never posted videos. I truly just had it to fight with people in comments.
That's so
as
funny.
As a child, yeah.
That's crazy, because whenever I see arguments in the comments, I'm like, who does this? Who actually argues?
Yeah. And it's just,
yeah, because now I'm like, I cannot imagine commenting on something that's not my friend's post, where sure. I'm like, congrats, or this is cool. Like,
I can't imagine having any sort of opinion.
I can't
on
imagine being like, he ate that up. What? You're like, just to nobody? Like, what an absolute fucking loser. Who comments on stuff?
He ate that up. Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you'll see stuff that's like, Sabrina Carpenter really came for us with this one. What do you do for a job?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
then they get likes on the comments, and then that makes them feel famous and cool because their comments get a bunch of likes.
Dude, I was on, I was watching.
Use me as a dislike button. There's always someone that says
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, dude, there is a, because the music video for Not Like Us came out yesterday, and it's sometimes, you know, when something gets like so big and so viral that the comments are people now like promoting their own stuff, like it's not even about the video anymore.
Yeah.
Because when I watched it, it had like 7.5 million views and it had been up for like 6 hours or something. It was like fucking crazy. And like one of the comments, it was like in, it looked like it was in like Burmese or Thai maybe, and above it in English it said, don't translate this. And I was curious, I translated it and it said, your heart will stop beating in a few hours unless you subscribe to my channel.
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, I'm not gonna do it, but there is part of me that thinks I'm gonna die.
And that is exactly how I feel about God.
I'll do it, but a little part of me, you got
me. What a small price to pay to subscribe, to pray a little bit. Why
yeah,
not?
What are you doing?
I subscribe, but I don't like.
That God, there probably is like a youth pastor. Hey, how about you hit that like and subscribe button on the Bible?
That's yeah. right.
He they subscribed to your soul.
Just
you
for,
subscribe
for
to his
one
love?
Day, they should let me go to like a Sunday school class and I'll just do my version of what I think would be helpful. I'm going to be like, let's be honest, a lot of y'all are probably going to start doing drugs. And that's fine. And this isn't real. All right, goodbye, everybody.
That's it. I thought it was more profound.
That would be, honestly, they could hire you for like the kids that are like really drifting away and they need a last ditch hope to be like, hey, I know it's probably all bullshit. But on the off chance it's real,
on the off
just
chance
to fear monger them into the like
here's
OCD.
The thing. One day you're going to be 30. Your dreams aren't quite what they want them to be. You don't have love in your life in any sort of real way. And it's just nice to believe that somebody somewhere will text you back. And that's Jesus.
Jesus will text.
Jesus will always text you back. Jesus won't leave you on red.
Listen
Jesus
up.
Will cancel in a timely manner, not last minute, leave you looking like a goddamn idiot in Williamsburg. Okay.
Kids, let me tell you about a little something called LSD. One time I took too much of it and I thought I was in hell. And if that's real, I don't want to go there. And that's
oh my God.
Yeah, that's real. I'll never take acid again.
Really?
Yeah, because you hear those stories and it's like, you'll never have that bad of a trip. And then it fucking happened. And I was just like,
dude, yeah.
I took 3 hits. That was probably too many.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I'm scared of that stuff. I don't think I could ever take psychedelics. Do you know what about, if it's, again, if it's not too personal, do you know what about the kind of set and setting of it made it feel like hell?
Probably religious trauma, I guess, if I had to. Oh, wow. Just like thinking of every shitty thing I ever did and being like, I deserve this.
You just had a smile on your face and you're like, oh, fuck, I can't do this.
Yeah. And it was just, no, I remember what set it all off. So me and my roommate each took 3 hits, and we had made brownies earlier, and we had ate some of the brownie batter.
Holy fuck. And so weed brownies or?
Just regular brownies. Oh. Just two dudes making brownies, no big deal. And but then he started puking, and it looked like he was throwing up like black slime. And I was like, oh my God, dude, we got poisoned. And then I just thought that someone had drugged me. I forgot that I even took them to begin with.
Oh, that's horrifying.
It was bad. Like, at one point, I was literally screaming, like, help. And my roommate and PJ showed up, too. They were, like, holding me down, covering my mouth so that, like, other neighbors wouldn't hear. But to me, I thought they were trying to kill me. It was horrible. I had to I just ended up sitting in my friend's car until the sun came up, just like riding out the bad trip. I would not wish it on my worst
bad friends. They're like, go sit in a car.
No,
but
I think
they didn't give you the keys.
No.
Okay.
No. But yeah, pretty intense.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Well.
Yeah, I that's horrifying, because psychedelics really are like, I also think some people. Yeah, you don't take it and walk out of a window and think you can fly, whatever. Some people, it does, like, fry you and break your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people do not come back from it. Like, I know people that have taken too much acid and are, like, fucking fried.
Well, if you just have, like, some latent mental illness in there, it's probably not the greatest idea.
It's also, you can overdose on water. It's like, you can probably take too much of anything.
Yeah, but I think it's the latent mental illness that, like, well, first off, yeah, you can't do it all the time. Because it's, like, such an extremely intense psychological event. It's like if you went through 7 divorces in a week. You're like, well, this is gonna, it's gonna leave you kind of weird.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, just the intensity of it alone.
The intensity is like, what the hell? You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, people that do it like every day, it's like,
oh,
that
yeah, you're losing your goddamn mind. Yeah. And that's how you fit in Bushwick.
Yeah, I'll hear stories about people like taking a tab of acid or whatever and going to like a music festival. I know that's what they're for, but I'm like, you're insane.
No,
a tab of acid, I'd have an easier time with than like a weed brownie sometimes.
Weed, I really am done with that. If I was ever going to do mushrooms again, I would do it during the day in nature. I think it's the only way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like at a festival, at a party. It doesn't feel like a party drug to me.
No, I'd like to be like a small get together. I don't like any pressure on me to be anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Wait, like, were you there when we did mushrooms? Or was that just me, Nick, Mark? Tommy. Yeah, but like, that's a good crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, with friends is huge.
That is huge.
But yeah, weed, I don't know. Do you smoke weed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Has it ever given you a panic attack?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
During this, I had a panic attack.
I was freaking the hell out.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, because I don't drink, and like, I don't know, every now and then I'm like, I just need fucking something.
Yeah.
And weed's been fine.
That's how I feel about nitrous. No, just fucking around.
We just open your closet and
just a bunch of nitrous falls out. That's actually why the painting looked like that. I'm just really just huffing the nitrous the entire time in the bathroom. Yeah.
If there was one drug you guys could try or you could like save to your deathbed, what do you think it would be?
I would just do Molly again. I think that was the greatest drug I ever did. But I'm on the antidepressants now, so I can't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, people do, but you're like really not supposed to do it.
Yeah, really. Yep. Anything that like acid, Molly, LSD, if you're on SSRIs, you can get serotonin syndrome and it can kill you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is Abilify an SSRI?
We've reached the
medical part of it.
Yeah.
Where are we at actually? Oh, shit. We've been an hour. That went really fucking fast. Dude.
Yeah, dude.
Should we wrap it up? Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at WTFosky. That's FOSKEY, like what the Fosky. And you can watch my special, All Things Sacred, for free on my YouTube channel.
Check out his special. It's a great goddamn time. Cat Kenyon Adam Chick at fuck or at Kenyon. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing anymore. Anyway, you can just listen to the podcast.
Patreon.com/phone is in the bag.
Amazing, yeah.
I'm on Instagram at Maddie T. Wiener. Tour dates are in my bio, and I have a fucking email-y thing that if you can sign up for it. Well, I'm also falling apart. And then you can see where I tour. But patreon.com/phone is in the bag. Check out Will's special. We'll see you next week.
Bye, right. Everybody.
It's fun.